93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got a look in the news. Britt, what's going on?
Russ, a newborn baby was heard crying and found abandoned in Beltsville. The infant is said to be just a few hours old and was discovered yesterday morning near a home on Shoal Creek Terrace. Prince George's County Police are looking for the mother. A man is hospitalized and a woman is in police custody after a stabbing at the DuPont Circle Metro station yesterday afternoon. The man was conscious and taken to the hospital with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. A woman who was kidnapped in Philadelphia over the weekend has been found alive in Maryland, and a suspect is in custody. 37-year-old Delvin Barnes was arrested last night in Jessup as he got out of his car. The woman, Carlisha Freeland Gaither, was found in the car and has been hospitalized with minor injuries. A middle school principal has been indicted on charges of child abuse and assault after allegedly punching a student. 45-year-old Dwight Jefferson, principal of Dwight D. Eisenhower Middle School in Laurel, is being held on $75,000 bond. Prosecutors say he ordered a student to go to a back room where he punched the youth twice in the stomach and once in the face. In other news, Virginia Republican Party Chairman Pat Mullins is stepping down. At 77 years old, Mullins cited his age, saying it's time to turn the reins over to someone else. Mullins has led the state party since 2009 when Bob McDonald was elected governor. A person is being accused of bringing a sword to Capitol Hill. They were caught walking across the west front of the U.S. Capitol building carrying a 3-foot-long metal sword. The suspect is under arrest. And in other news, a woman in Arizona is hoping for a good Samaritan to step forward. She accidentally gave her wedding ring to trick-or-treaters last week on Halloween with candy. She's also hoping a child didn't eat her ring with her candy. I'm Brittany at your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.